When you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
We will now pause for station identification. This is NUTS.
Wow.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Dude, we're getting the band back together.
You know I love you, baby. I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My truck didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust. It wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our musical guest, Lulu.
Bitch, I'm back.
Alright, yeah.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Glad to see me. I guess we're in the next flight.
The boys are back in town.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
And we'd like to thank all the guys at
SonOfCheese.com
for being so cool.
He's back, the band behind the best. Crawl out of
you. Ugh, that was creepy. I would rather hump a piece of splintered bossaway.
Welcome to the big show.
Holy shit, they are back.
Hey, excuse me, Holmes.
It is now time for the triumphant return.
What it is, bro?
Of Colin Burton.
We're from out of town.
From fizzlingpop.com.
No shit.
And Derek Knight.
Even has an interesting flavor.
From sonofcheese.com.
There's Rouse in my band.
With the first new episode in like a year.
Hey, look at all that meat.
Of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
How bad for has been in a couple of never will be.
It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. It is, wow. Something's going on with my microphone. It's because I forgot to bypass the effects. the best laid plans of mice and men. But we are back. It is the big program, but it's not the big program. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. And I'm sitting here staring at some old faces in more ways than one. Colin Burton from fizzlingpop.com, of course, back.
I don't know if I'm really of Fizzlin' Pop anymore. I haven't touched that in longer than we potted.
Yeah, but you still own the domain, right?
Technically,
I mean, just like I
suppose
I still own the domain sonofcheese.com, and what have I done there in over a year?
Okay.
Yeah, see, fair enough.
Hi, everybody.
My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Hi.
If you can even say you haven't done anything there in a while. Justin Carmichael, the Jew Wario. I can't even say emeraldhierophant.blogspot.com because you've taken on this new persona. Whole hog, this whole Jew Wario thing.
Yeah. No, it's Jew Wario at blogspot.com.
And you're huge in Japan
huge
for some
in
strange
Japan
reason.
And Germany.
And we'll cover that here in a bit. And Justin's wife, Jennifer, who wrote a book once and is like, you know, the only published author in the room. she's chosen to join us. My wife and my son are also in the room, not mic'd, and my son's standing on his head.
Apparently, not good enough to get a mic.
But it has been more than a year since we've done one of these, and so
what
I think
a year.
What a year indeed. The last time we actually got together, I think, in the same room to do a big program, to do a show, I had just recently been laid off, as had you, Heather. Say bye, Hedu. Bye, Hedu.
Bye.
Max is nearly two now. I had just been laid off. You had just been laid off. You then later was
like
off.
A month later.
I since got a job and then kind of got laid off again. So it's been, like you said, it's been quite a year. So what we should probably do in the interest of just catching up, let's just go around the room and tell listener what we've been up to in this last year that we've been just completely neglecting our one listener. Well, Colin, why don't you start since you're the best public speaker in the room?
Yeah, that's me. Basically, I got laid off in March and then was scrambling freelancing, trying to cover all the bills, and that was my year. well, other things happen, but...
Well, why don't you go into some of those other
Well, because
things? That's the point of a show.
I understand. It's just, okay.
The point of the show is to share with our listener, you know, is to be candid with our listeners.
All
to,
right.
Is to, you know, is kind of lay everything bare. And I like it when you say, well, other stuff happened.
Okay.
Thanks. You know what? Thank you. Because one of the things we're going to do with this new show is the same old show, but we're going to do it in a new way, is we're going to do it more live. There's not going to be me sitting at a computer for hours editing out Justin's...
You're lazy.
And you're... It's good. We're going to do it kind of organic and live. And so when you say, kind well, you live. Know, some other stuff happened, that doesn't really help, does it?
I suppose not. But I didn't want to take all the stories because, I mean, Heather and I are together. So her stories are also my stories.
Well,
okay, I'll go through the first bit of the year.
Okay, so everything you do, she does.
Yep. On her birthday last year, January 25th, my daughter nearly died.
Oh?
Yeah. And she was rushed to the hospital, and we discovered that she has type 1 diabetes.
Oh, no.
Which she's going to have until either they have a cure or that's it.
They are working on a cure, and they're also working on an artificial pancreas.
Right, and hopefully... That'll move forward because shots suck.
Yeah, my dad, our dad,
yeah.
Your dad, and my dad, because you were adopted.
Right.
He's had diabetes for years, and he has he had to do the shots for a long, long time. In fact, those syringes brought us an immense amount of joy for a long time because he would stick them in various parts of his body and walk around and freak people out.
Oh, good God.
Casa Bonita, the big... and if you kids watched South Park, you've seen the South Park version of Casa Bonita, but the big restaurant in Denver.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it is real. Sadly, everything is real. And we were seated near the divers, and so he kept squirting people as they walked by with used needles.
Used needles.
Dirty needles. This was before the HIV was really a big problem.
Right. Well, we've got that under control, the diabetes. And basically, yeah, just scrambling to try to earn enough money, not setting anything aside for taxes. So I got hit hard this year. And
yeah. So pretty much everything you have to say is just kind of a sob story.
Yeah.
You just had to use that.
I love that. And I've got there's new things that we have for the show. Not necessarily for the show. I bought some of this stuff before I got laid off because I was working at an internet radio station.
So, like, I can change my voice in real time, baby. So if I wanted to, I could do them intros that I do. Like, hey, it's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I can do them on the fly.
Isn't that cool?
That is awesome.
That is really cool.
Like that.
Look at those new toys.
And, you know, I've got a bunch of...
What is your major malfunction, Numbnuts?
Well, fuck you!
Yeah, I've got all kinds of sound effects at my disposal. So there's a lot of fun things that we can use. So your little sob story.
Certainly. If at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
So, you know, your little sob story is juxtaposed with my sob story of having been laid off and then got a job that I really, really enjoyed and then kind of got laid off again. And so I'm currently technically unemployed, although I worked like all last week and the week before. So, which is nice. I mean, like you said, scrambling to make money. And that's always a concern.
House,
yeah, keep the heat on.
Exactly.
Because like that little kid that's making the noise in the background.
Yeah, he needs stuff.
He needs stuff and food and stuff.
Exactly.
I don't need as much food, but he does. So, is that it? Are you done bringing us down?
Sure. I mean, I've been rehired, but it's been crazy, so.
Yeah. I know. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been helping out a little bit.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind working there. I mean, I would.
Look at you lie, Pinocchio.
I wouldn't mind having a job.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there. You don't even have a job.
I don't, and I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful. So let's just continue in this direction. Why don't you... Heather, tell us what you've been up to in this last year that we've been completely devoid of the ability to podcast.
I started school again.
Wow, how's that going?
That's going really good.
Bringing back terrifying memories?
Kind of. At first it did, but I really like it so far, and I'm doing really good, so it's working out well.
What are you studying?
Pharmacy tech.
Yeah. And so where could you work? Like a Walgreens?
Yeah, or? I could work at anywhere that has a pharmacy.
Anywhere that has a pharmacy?
Anywhere
that's
got, I could work at a mental hospital, which I think would be fun.
Oh, why are we both so excited about the possibility of you working at a mental hospital?
Handing out meds.
Wouldn't that be fun? I think that
yeah.
would be fun.
Well, yeah, you'd work like in like that rehab thing in-house.
Yeah, totally. So.
Oh, yeah. Man. So that, well, yeah, that's actually more exciting now that you mentioned that. That's more exciting to me than it was before. So, yes, work toward that goal. Let's make the ultimate goal be that you work for a mental hospital.
Okay.
In some capacity. And maybe you could tend to one of us in this room.
Already told her she's going to have to take care of me.
Finally get committed.
Yes.
And you,
once I crack.
And one of the fun stories that Max now gets to tell, what do we say? Hey, Max, come here for a second. He's not in the room.
Aww,
if we say,
too bad.
If we say, what happens when Aunt Hedo goes down the stairs? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, no.
There's Max.
Come here, Max.
Hey, Max, come here. Come here.
We've got a story.
He's
going
to be shy.
He's a little shy. He's scared of Justin.
Hey, Max, what happens when Aunt Hedo goes down the stairs?
Oh, no. So why don't you fill listener in on why when you go down the stairs, oh no, happens.
Okay, well, October 9th, Dad had surgery the week before, and he wasn't allowed to lift anything heavy over like 10 pounds, so I had to help him watch Max, and I had taken him upstairs. We were at Dad's house, and we were looking for the kitty, and we didn't find the kitty, and we went to go downstairs, and I was carrying the kid downstairs. And I was barefoot. They had just gotten new carpet. My foot slipped, and I went down the stairs with the baby, and I broke my leg.
Yeah, but you saved the baby.
I saved the baby.
Yeah, but somehow you shattered your leg.
I broke
ankle.
Broke it good.
Broke it good. Unbroke it good. /ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Had to have surgery.
Wow.
I've got hardware in me. I've been made better.
You can make her better, faster, stronger with screws.
The bionic woman.
Seven screws.
Wow.
And
a plate.
And they stay there.
Yes.
Well, she could have them out. However, it would require more surgery.
Sure, yeah.
Which I don't really care to pay for, so I'm just going to keep them for now.
And you can keep them without further damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Wow.
It's like reinforced now.
So, yeah, you'd better hope you never break it again.
Ankle is Wolverine.
Snicky, snicky, schnar.
Pretty much. I've got this big fat scar going down my leg. It's awesome.
Have you tried anything with magnets?
We did.
We did. It didn't
but
work.
We didn't think that magnet was strong enough. Either that or the surgical steel isn't magnetic. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess
but
I
we
am.
Did try.
Because that would have been great, you know? Refrigerator magnet
plate
stuck
in the guy's
to it.
Head, you know? Sticking.
Little Max is venturing out into the cold, cold world.
With his cute little hat.
Just shows what he'd rather do than be around Justin.
He is deathly. My son is deathly afraid of of you.
Listener,
and I just think it's so funny because it used to be me.
Yeah, listener, Justin was terrified of Max, and I think the terror has transferred now.
Passed it on.
Yeah.
So, are you done telling listener what you've done? Where were we?
All I did was
months and
lay
months
around
of therapy
for 3 months
or recovery.
Therapy. Yeah, all I did was lay around for 2.5 months with my foot propped up.
Yeah. And you got a lot of TV watched.
I got a lot of TV watched. I got a lot of movies watched. Books read.
Yeah.
And luckily,
Farm done. Farmville.
It was between
Farmville
classes, kind of. So.
Oh, yeah.
By the time she had to resume. Oh, no, wait. No, it was right during classes. Yeah.
Yeah. But I had bi-semester classes. And the one class was.
Like they like both boys and girls?
No. Yes, they do. But no, it was just like half the semester was this class. Instead of being 16 weeks, it was 8 weeks.
Okay.
And the day I broke
my leg.
Did
you get half
leg,
credit?
No, awful credit. The day I broke my leg was the Friday after that first bi class ended.
Oh, okay.
And then I have math 2 days a week. So.
Right.
Colin had to wheel me through the college.
In a wheelchair.
For 6 weeks.
And actually, I missed a lot of freelance time at the place where we worked. And that's, I think, what made them decide to rehire me because it wasn't available.
Yeah.
And you weren't available because you were working.
I actually had a job.
I know.
I was working.
So it's crazy.
Yeah. So actually, we're going to skip over to Justin now.
Oh.
Because you're big in Japan.
I'm big in Japan.
You're big in Japan. And I know you love Japan, but now why does Japan love you so much?
because I give favorable reviews of their.
So you're a shill. You're a shill for Japan.
I see. He's a tool.
Well, he is a tool.
He's a tool of the Japanese.
So you know what it is? It's the Japanese, the Imperial Japanese are using you to bring us down.
Dagnabbit.
I know. It's going to be Pearl Harbor all over again. Never forget, Justin. Never forget.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Okay, so anyway, you're doing these videos.
Yep.
Like your grandmother might say, these little videos that you do. Your little hobby.
They're so nice.
So why don't you explain what exactly, just start from scratch, start from the start, start from the beginning, and tell us what you do.
Well, in December of 2008, my friend Max and I decided that we would do some videos, video game reviews, and I thought, well, what can I review? And I said, well, I've been importing video games for quite some time, and I thought that, I'd try and get other friends to play them, so why don't I just do how you can play these Japanese video games without having any Japanese knowledge? And they took off, and by the... You've been sitting on that thing for weeks, haven't you? and amazingly enough, you know, six shows later, a site called thatguywiththeglasses.com decided to pick me up, and I've been doing videos for them ever since. And I've found out that I have fans from all over the world now, actually, and my latest video had translations in 10 different languages.
10
wow.
different languages.
10 different languages.
Do you even know all the languages? Dutch?
Dutch?
What do the Dutch speak?
They speak Dutch.
What's the difference between like Dutch and Swiss?
I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. But Finnish?
They've got a crazy language, the Finns. Yeah.
Are you in Welsh yet?
No.
Ah.
No, I didn't get anybody from Welsh, and I didn't get any Spanish speakers, but after the video went out, I got a lot of people, I'll do Spanish translations for you. So my first video of the in the mid-year will have even more languages.
So do you have a fear that they aren't necessarily being true to your words, that they're just making fun of you?
I actually
lays awake at night wondering if they're saying...
Because I sent out a thing, hey, I'm going to be doing this. I'll send you the script. You send me back the translation. And I will put your name on there. Well, I think they thought that they were the only ones who were going to do the translations, but I didn't tell them that. Yeah. The Hungarian guy, I actually got like three people doing Hungarian translations for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them out, and then after I got them back, I'd double check them. I'd look them over. Oh, okay, these seem to be pretty... You know, the same.
The letters match.
Different bits and pieces. But
look at you being sly.
Yeah, there were a couple of them. I couldn't do that. I only got one finish. Yeah. Discasting.
Well, really, but I mean, come on. If the Finns are making fun of you, at least they're listening to you.
Exactly.
But then I knew that everything was okay, because when I saw the shows, people would comment, wow, that's a strange translation for that. But yes, I'm very glad to see Dutch on there. And Portuguese. I had three people doing Portuguese.
Yeah, isn't it funny that people in Portugal speak a completely different language than those in Spain?
Yeah, and Brazilian Portuguese is completely different. Well, not completely different.
But it's different. But it's different a different enough. Language.
It's
yeah. It was Why can't everybody just freaking speak English, right? I mean, come on. Let's just go.
It's a very difficult language.
Actually, though, in a lot of foreign countries, they teach them English in school as, you know, to build their future for business.
Hmm.
Yeah, especially in, you know, companies that would do a lot of business with the English-speaking world.
Did good translations for me, so yeah. I was happy.
Have you considered trying to get it translated into Klingon?
I was waiting for somebody to send me...
really?
I'll do it in Klingon. I got somebody to request it in
Wait a minute. Elvish. There you go.
Wait a minute. You can't just do it? You're like an Uber geek, man. Come on.
But I never... That's
you haven't not gone
the,
that
that's
far.
That's not the path
far.
You went.
You haven't gone that far over limit. The edge? Got
There's
it.
Klingon.
Okay, got it.
My limit.
All right. Because we were recently, we're both quizmasters for Geeks Who Drink. He's a working quizmaster. I'm not. Because I am the grim reaper of quizmasters. If I do a quiz at a venue, the quiz will die. That is just, I did it at Oscars, and it died.
It's 'cause you're
so mean.
I did
it at Porky's, it died. I did it a couple times at McCabe's as a fill-in, and Aaron retired. So... So God, you know, you're just damn lucky I didn't take Quinn's when I had a chance to, or it wouldn't be there now, and you're doing Quinn's. But we recently were volunteers at Geek Bowl 4 in Denver, which is essentially the championship of the universe for pub quiz. I mean, let's be hyperbolic as we can. It's the championship of pub quiz.
75 teams from 6 states.
Yeah, and that's a universe if I ever heard one. I mean, my world is small. But it was fun. It was a huge amount of fun, and I was easily the least geeky person in the building. And I think you were probably somewhere in the like upper third.
Well, wearing the Wario hat.
The Wario hat. But every time you busted out that Japanese DS, you just cemented the fact that you needed to be there. And when you whipped it out on stage to take a picture of the crowd, I was just like, I have no words for this. You stopped me in my tracks because I was like, that is the most geeky thing I've ever seen anybody do. At a Geek Bowl, whip out a Japanese DS to take a picture of the crowd from the stage where we're supposed to be acting cool.
That's me.
And that's you.
That's cool for that crowd.
It was. I know. They were. And it was funny because I was wearing my McCracken jersey, if you've seen Slapshot.
McCracken.
And I was thinking nobody in this crowd is going to know what this jersey is. But two people, one guy came up to me, pulled my badge out of the way and said, "Holy shit, it is." And I was like, "Yeah, okay, good. You've seen Slapshot." And then some other guy, when we were leaving the theater, came up to me. "It's been bugging me all day. Where did you get that jersey?" I was like, "Oh, good. Okay." So there were a couple sports fans in the crowd, but it was an interesting mix of people.
Oh, yeah.
And just a shitload of fun. And if they had maybe given us water to drink, I would have been so much happier the next day as opposed to all the free beer that we can possibly consume. And I just don't even like beer.
Not my thing. That is a problem.
I gave them a taste of my beer, and it wasn't even good beer. I mean,
no, it was like Rolling Rock. The only one that it was so bad that I could stomach was Rolling Rock because it was like kind of halfway flavored water. So horrible bad. They had some like this
three
ale
different kinds of
really
Mexican
strong
beers, which probably cost them, you know, $5 for a six pack.
$1 a six pack. Are you kidding? If you go to the right places, you can get these things pretty cheap. So, Jennifer Carmichael.
Yes.
You are a published author.
Uh-huh. I've made a whole $20.
Oh.
I think.
You know what? And that's $20 more than any of us have made off of anything we've written in our lifetime. So you're still the only published author in the room. Although, Justin, cool. I mean, getting big in Japan, who knows? Maybe they'll want him to write some sort of book. Like a companion book to his
book. I dream about it.
Yeah. So what have you been doing this past year?
Well, I worked for an insurance company, and we got bought by a bigger company, and I thought I was interviewing with the new bosses, but then it turned out they were selling off my department, and I was part of the package. So I found out I'm working for this completely different company up in Denver. So I've been driving to Denver every morning and driving back every night. It's a 60-mile drive one way for listener.
Good Lord.
So, but I make it in about an hour. It's the south end of Denver, the tech center. So it's pretty good. I got tons of music. I listen to Emily Autumn all the time and Placebo and all these loud rockin' bands that keep me awake. So.
And you're working on a new book too.
Yeah, I've decided this year I'm going to work on another poetry book, but Justin, you didn't mention some of the things that you had last year, some of the drama we had. Justin had to have his wisdom teeth pulled out. They were impacted pretty bad. It was a really tough surgery. How bad did the...
No, that was like 2007.
No.
It was so bad that you can't even remember the year.
My head
knocked him back in time.
I could have sworn that was 2007.
Nope. You don't need a DeLorean. You just need
It was late 2007 that you had the wisdom teeth pulled, but then you got an infection.
Oh, yeah. I've got one extra hole in my head than the rest of the people here.
Yeah, and then because of the infection, you are on so many antibiotics that in January of 2009... nobody bothered to tell us that she needed to take yogurt with the antibiotics because it takes out all the good bacteria along with the bad, and you wound up getting so sick.
I had that same problem one time, and was it not like that you just wanted to curl up and die?
Yeah. I was praying somebody would come by
just
with a gun.
Come by and shoot you right in the head because that can't... Sweet release of death would have been so much more favorable to the pain you were experiencing.
And the thing was that the antibiotics actually weren't helping the infection at all.
Yeah,
because the infection was so strong. Covered with music.
Music?
With music.
had its own orchestra.
Ring my bell. They were boogieing. Yeah.
Mucus. With mucus.
Yeah. That couldn't break
through.
So
they actually had to drill a hole in my nose, in my nasal cavity, to let everything drain so that the antibiotics could get to it. So I've actually got
a hole on my right side. Yeah, that's definitely why you had that problem where it killed the bacteria, because it had nothing else to kill.
Yeah, and this side never clogs up now. I can have a cold, and this side always, but never
that. It's like filling your bloodstream with Ronin. They're going to kill something.
You know, while they're in it, they should have just done the other side, and you'd have been set. You'd never have got a plug nose again.
Really? He asked me, and I said, no, let's see how this one works. Well, you know me. I'm pussyfoot around everything.
Pussy.
My pussy was outside all late last night, and it rained. It was just such a pussy when it... In the morning. Sorry.
So I took him to a memorial emergency room, and we spent like 3 hours there before they got us in.
Wait. Hold that thought.
This song is just for you, little kitty. Now you sit here in my lap while we sing.
This could be your theme song.
I love little pussy. His coat is so warm. And
Justin hangs his head in shame.
She'll do me no harm.
Sounds like the chick I'll from, sit by the fire together, and give her
and pussy this was a kid's record from like the 60s or something. Like
that little I don't
like
know.
That little kitty?
I don't believe that.
Wow.
There's no way that wasn't on purpose.
We do have theme songs, though. I mean, I know we've kind of stopped the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
But I have a theme song for myself, but I have one for you. I had one made for you.
Did you?
So we'll share. I'm going to share. Heather's heard it.
Yeah.
She got a preview, but I'm going to share mine right now if I can find it.
Actually. More evil than he was before. That's right. Yes, he's evil. I don't think that's a word. Oops,
gotta go. I like that idea of evil and taking it door to door.
But Phineas and Ferb can do no wrong.
Phineas and Ferb is the best, one of the best shows on TV. Not even just the best cartoon, but one of the best shows on TV. And that is from Phineas and Ferb, which is on the Disney Channel. And I have in the past said bad things about Disney, but they have one thing that they do well. But, Colin, this song's for you. It's a sentimental song.
This is the surprise, I was saying.
Yeah.
Great.
So, surprise.
This is a special time of the year, calling time to make it clear that we both knew I was right. You are my co-host, and it's true that I have tried to corrupt you. I thank you for making my life hell in your way. Now I just want to say, have a happy screw you day. Now's the time to celebrate.
That would be awesome. It's that comes courtesy of Instasong.com. If you'd like to make your own Instasong, you can go to Instasong.com. And it's like a Mad Lib. You put in all this information.
And they just sing it.
And the song comes to you. And it's...
Derek, I think you're getting a little teary-eyed.
I know. Well, it was very sentimental. And so screw you.
Well, screw you too.
That's right. Don't think we have any theme songs for anybody else, but that's enough, I think.
That's enough.
I think that's just enough, just about enough. And we, I kind of interrupted you. You were saying something.
Yeah, I took Justin to a memorial thinking, oh, that's the big hospital and it's close. We'll be seen right away. Nope, nope.
2.5 hours later.
Yeah, finally got him into a bed and what? They kept doing the same thing over and over, didn't they? They kept asking you what was wrong. And we're like, he can't stop throwing up, you idiots. At one point, I was like, just give me the stupid IV. I'll put it in myself, you know. I studied nursing in college.
That was funny.
I studied nursing in college, and one of the reasons I stopped, I tell people, is because I realized I'm pretty clumsy. I should not be near people with sharp objects. But the other thing I realized is I just can't put up with the bullshit. So, you know, all these doctors and nurses are like, oh, no, we can't do this. And like, he just needs a stupid IV. He's dehydrated. I can do this myself. Just give it to me. He doesn't need a bed for that. So,
just prop him in a corner.
Yeah.
That's all we need. Yeah. They'll charge you $3,000 for that corner, but.
Yeah. Space in a hospital is pretty expensive, I found out.
Well, we figured out that anytime you have to go to the emergency room, call the ambulance, they get priority.
Oh.
You could have a splinter 2 inches long, easy to take out, call an ambulance, you get ahead of me. You get in ahead of me. That is, that's what I found out what happened, why it took so long.
Yeah, but if you do that, you also have to pay for that ambulance. I mean,
got in ahead of me.
Yeah, he's not being facetious.
They saw me really fast, and he drove me. We called an ambulance, but I said, no, I don't want to go with you. And he drove me, and they saw me, 15 minutes?
Wow.
But which hospital is that?
Well, yeah, she had
pointing that way.
Broken. And,
you know, it was
ankle.
Like that big. But
whereas I had nothing in my stomach and was about to.
Yeah.
If you had shoved your foot, or my bowels.
Yeah, you shouldn't have gone into the bathroom to throw up. You should have just started right throwing up right there in the waiting room.
Look at you being helpful.
Which hospital did you go to, Heather?
Memorial.
Okay. Well, next time I'm taking Justin to community hospital. Nobody goes there. It's small. They'll see you right away.
Nobody.
Fuck it. Take him to the free clinic. Take him to like an emergency care
like
or something.
Aspirin.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even. You know, they'll be sitting next to people who are like, you know, have cut their hand off in a construction accident, aren't even from this country.
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
That'd be awesome. I love the sound effects. But yeah, I keep getting up because I'm waiting for our celebrity guest for the next show.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't want him to think that, you know, don't want him to be outside and like waiting.
Well, isn't Heather?
Oh, you mean he's actually going to be here? I thought this was going to be a phone interview.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody in studio.
Actually came all the way here.
All the way. All the way here. Yeah.
All the way here.
This is so far away.
I know. We're isolated. We're out in the middle of nowhere.
We are out in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, no, I think that's about it for the first show.
Well, the intro did take up a fair amount, but I'll tell you, I really liked it. That was an awesome intro.
I liked it, too. It took me so freaking long to do it because I kept listening to it, and I'm like, no, I can add.
I can make it bigger. I can make it better.
No, seriously, I was like thinking, I should never re-listen to anything because I would tinker. And I tinkered with it for like 2 or 3 days before it got to that state.
I liked it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I was just expecting, you know, after it turns on, that was the intro for it, and now...
And now we got 20 minutes for our show.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's going to be the entire... it's going to be the entire show if I stop thinking about it. I had to stop at some point. Yeah, it's the Son of Cheese Half Hour, Power Hour, a little over half hour. Like I said, the intro did take up a fair bit.
I like it.
Derek Bedford, SonofCheese.com, Colin Burton.
Yep. Bye.
My sister Heather from Netflix. Bam.
Bye.
Jennifer Carmichael of Poetry Fame.
Bye.
Published author and also Big in Japan. Stop the Justin Crotch, Justin Carmichael. The Juwario, Juwario.blogspot.
I think he liked that.
He's happy
song.
To be here.
I think he's going to be singing that song to me later.
it's very nice to be back. Hopefully everybody's going to be sticking with us, and we will see you back again next time. That's another thing. We're not going to do just one show. I'm just going to post as many shows as we have, and then people can download them on their little iPods with their computing machines and listen to us.
So there's just going to be big gaps between shows.
There could be. There could be. But maybe we should endeavor to make big gaps.
Man, I know. I suck at this.
You're getting better. You're getting so much better. Yeah, do that Toastmasters thing.
Man, I almost hit your foot.
And you won't suck so much. But anyway, kids, thanks for listening. We'll be back again eventually. Or next time. Or maybe today.
Yeah. Scroll up.